It's our pleasure now to welcome the big guy, Jim Gauthier. Of course, the Gauthier Automotive Group is our sponsor here for this radiothon for Manitoba versus cancer. But Jim, you also have a personal cancer story you want to tell us about today.
In the spring of 2016, I noticed I had a small lump on my left shoulder. So I went to my dermatologist and showed it to him, and he did a biopsy and said, it looks like a basal cell, and I'll do a biopsy and get back to him. We'll take it out. Well, he got back to me about a month later and said, got some bad news for you. It's cancerous. So I'm going to have to send it over to cancer care. It's out of my hands now, and you'll get a call from cancer care. And of course, as soon as you hear that word, the big C, you really start to get nervous, which I did. And I was contacted within about a week from cancer care. I was assigned to Dr. Ralph Wong, who, by the way, is excellent. And they operated on it and found out it was stage 4 melanoma. And we sat down and he explained everything to me and said, I think you're qualified for this new drug. And I had 26 treatments. And during the 26 treatments, Dr. Wong kept doing CAT scans and kept saying to me, you know, they're shrinking. You had a couple tumors on your lungs, but they're now shrinking. So that was great news. And but during that time frame, they took a CAT scan 6 months ago, and I was cancer-free. But I can tell you, my experience with cancer care, they are second to none. They are fantastic. The oncologists there are great. The people are super, and they're really there to look after you. I was very, very happy with the service that I got. As everybody knows, it costs us a lot of money to treat everybody, and cancer is treatable today in most cases. And people that get cancer, unfortunately, think it's the end of the world, and it is really not. With the treatments that are available today through cancer care, there's a lot of great stories coming out of there. And but as you say, it costs a lot of money to do the treatments, and that's why our group has decided to sponsor cancer care this year and try to raise as much money as we can to continue their great work.